While Congress has stalled on raising the federal minimum wage above $7.25 an hour, 29 states have acted to boost workers' pay. That includes Delaware and New Jersey, but not Pennsylvania. Now, with both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump supporting raising the minimum, WHYY's Katie Culinary looks at how it could affect hundreds of thousands of residents in our region who are working and poor.
Hi, Gigi. Cool. You had a good day.
Heather Huff welcomes her fiancé's daughter, Bella, home from school with a big hug. Inside the boarding house in West Philadelphia where her family lives, Huff gives Bella a snack of potato chips and fruit punch, purchased with food stamps. Despite working since she was a teenager, the 33-year-old makes only $8 an hour at Arby's, just 75 cents above the minimum wage. Right now, Huff's biggest worry is whether she can continue paying $160 a month for the program where she's studying to become a medical assistant, a job that could earn her closer to $15 an hour. That kind of money, she says, could make a big difference.
I would have to be living in a rooming house. I wouldn't have to worry about sharing space with somebody else. My daughter would have to be able to play as she wants. I'd be able to provide, not live on state government assistance. I'd be able to go and finish school. It was just a lot of stress would be taken off my back.
Huff says one thing that helps her cope with that stress is participating in protests with other workers demanding a $15 minimum wage. Five-year-old Bella, who comes along to the rallies, grabs my microphone to show off the chant she learned.
I say we walk, we fetch. For 15 on the checks, I say we work,
we sweat. For 15 on our checks, we work, we sweat. For 15 on our checks.
The Fight for 15 movement, backed by the Service Employees International Union, has been organizing protests in cities like Philadelphia throughout this election year. But neither of the presidential candidates is willing to go that far. Democrat Hillary Clinton wants to raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour at the national level and supports local efforts to push it even higher. Republican Donald Trump has said it should be $10 an hour, but thinks states should call the shots.
As an example, I live in New York. It's very expensive in New York. You can't buy a hot dog for the money you're talking about.
While Delaware and New Jersey have raised their minimum wages to more than $8 an hour, efforts in Pennsylvania are stalled. Bills introduced by Democrats have failed to gain traction with the Republican-controlled legislature. According to the Keystone Research Center, a liberal think tank, raising the minimum wage to $10.10 would help more than 1 million Pennsylvania workers. That includes more than 300,000 people in Philadelphia and the nearby suburbs. But critics argue it would actually put many of those workers out of a job because employers couldn't afford to pay them. Alex Halper is with the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry, which has lobbied against a higher minimum wage.
The jobs lost are the ones that are occupied by the very, you know, low-income individuals that we're trying to help here.
This is something economists have argued about for decades.
You got real catfights and some pretty unpleasant ones.
Dale Bellman is a professor at Michigan State University who studies the effect of the minimum wage on jobs. He says today, most economists are no longer catfighting about whether or not the country should raise the minimum wage. Instead, they're arguing about how much is too much. After reviewing more than 200 academic papers on the issue, Bellman's found that modest increases in the minimum wage don't result in fewer jobs. Bellman thinks Trump's idea to raise it to $10 an hour is modest enough to avoid major job losses, but doesn't help low-income workers much.
Basically, Trump's proposing to restore the minimum wage to a level that we had in the 1960s. That's still above the buying power of the more recent minimum wage.
But given the fact it often takes Congress years to raise it again, Bellman says it's pretty low. Bellman says Clinton's proposal for a $12 an hour wage is reasonable, so long as it's phased in over several years. He thinks it could go farther to help workers in states like Pennsylvania, where lawmakers are deadlocked on the issue, and where state law bars local governments like Philadelphia's from setting their own minimum wages. Michelle Riggs makes $10.45 an hour as a security guard at Temple University. She says another $1.55 would help.
It'd be a start. Maybe I might could put $20 away.
She lives in South Philadelphia with her daughter and granddaughter, who help care for Riggs' 82-year-old mother, who owns the house. Riggs hasn't been able to afford a vacation in 7 years, but says she's getting by.
By my age, I'm looking forward to retiring. And I just feel bad for the people that's coming up because I don't have 44 more years to work. But a lot of the young people, they come in there, they got 47 more years to work. Making this type of money, you don't have any money to retirement. You're going to have to work the rest of your life.
Riggs says she worries about her teenage granddaughter, who, after a long search, just got her first job at Wawa. She's making $10 an hour, just 45 cents less than her grandmother. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.